West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp this week signing off on House Bill 1487, a bill sponsored by State House Rep. Jay Collins, which amends the charter of the city of Villarica, giving the mayor power to appoint and remove the city manager, whereas prior only city council had the authority. The amended charter also provides city council the power to override the mayor's actions if four out of the five council members vote against.
While this is somewhat of a public policy shift for local government, it does not go unchecked. I believe in the balance of power between branches of government, and this will allow a check on the mayor's office. The council could override the mayor's choice with a supermajority, very similar to how the council would choose to override a mayoral veto. We have five council members that represent five different parts of the city of Villarica. They still have all of the powers that the charter grants them. This would just be a shift to the office of the mayor. The mayor is the chief elected official in the city, the only official that is elected citywide. The mayor is also the chief advocate of policy, and this just provides a little more clarity to the role of mayor.
And Villarica Mayor Leslie McPherson on Wednesday said, "I am aware and pleased the governor has signed our local legislation, and I'm extremely grateful for the support of our entire state delegation." Villarica's mayor and city council next meet for a work session and regular scheduled meeting Tuesday, May the 14th. Well, among the ongoing criminal investigations locally, the listeners frequently ask WLBB Radio for updates deals with the allegations of misappropriating funds made against the former executive director of the Carroll County Mental Health Advocates nonprofit that were made public earlier this year. As of Thursday, no arrests have been made in this case. However, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office did confirm on Wednesday that the CCSO has turned over a lengthy case file from their investigation to the district attorney's office for their review, and they say now it is up to the DA when and how they will prosecute the case. Former MHA Executive Director Jody Goodman has been accused of using improperly funds from the nonprofit's fundraising account. According to records obtained by WLBB Radio, the nonprofit's former treasurer questioned Goodman's use of certain funding as far back as summer of 2023. It was not until January of 2024 that the treasurer was able to determine there was evidence of money being used for personal use and overspending. The treasurer reported the alleged findings to the nonprofit's board, and the board removed Goodman from her position a short time later. Another update to this case that Carroll County investigators provided on Wednesday is that there are subsequent investigations occurring in regards to the initial case that could result in other individuals being charged. And be sure and visit the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page for interviews with local candidates ahead of the May 21st general primary election. I'm Colin Worthington.